everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists, with your host, Wayne Tucker.
I'm Wayne Tucker. Well, it's great to be back at the helm for a brand new year of Newfound Records, and I thought it would be appropriate to kick off 2017 by looking back at some of the music events in Newfoundland and Labrador that occurred last year, 2016. And specifically, the events I'm thinking about are, some of our pioneer recording artists who've moved on to Fiddler's Green. And we'll also have a look at those artists who were honored in some way or another with awards, like Lifetime Achievement Awards, that sort of thing. And to start the show today, we'll have a look at some of those artists who passed away last year. And the first was David Peters. David Peters was, amongst other things, a choir director. He directed a choir called the Terranovans, and we're going to hear from them shortly. David Peters died in January of last year. He was a dentist in St. John's, but he had a strong musical involvement as well. He was a founder of the St. John's Kiwanis Music Festival, and he was an accomplished organist too. He had a diploma from Trinity College Music School in London, and he was an organist at Cochrane Street United Church and the Kirk between 1982 and 2013. So that's the period, according to my quick calculations, of about 30 years. Throughout his career, David Peters received quite a few honors and awards in the music field. He was a member of the Kiwanis Music Festival Hall of Honor. He was honorary life member of the Federation of Canadian Music Festivals and a recipient of the Queen's Jubilee Medal in 1977. Now, the choir that David Peters directed, the Terranovans, they released one long-playing album, and that was in 1966. The title of that album was We'll Rant and We'll Roar. And now, from that LP, you're about to hear a traditional Irish number, and a lovely number it is, The Morning Dew.
Thank you.
from 1966. That was the Terranovans. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. And next, we'll remember Laverne Squire. She passed away in the summer of last year at the age of 69 years old. Laverne Squire is well known in the music community and often credited as being the first performer to merge Newfoundland folk with rock. Laverne was known for her unique voice that had an incredible range and a haunting, unforgettable tone. In the late 1960s, Laverne sang with the band The Land of Mordor, and they explored Newfoundland's untapped musical heritage from works of Newfoundland folk song collectors like Maud Karpeles. And that exploration of untapped musical heritage was shades of things to come for later groups like Figgy Duff, the Wonderful Grand Band, and Red Island. These groups were all active in the 1970s in particular. Now, what you're about to hear is an unreleased recording of an old Newfoundland song featuring the outstanding vocals of Laverne Squire. And I say an unreleased recording because, oddly enough, despite the fact that Laverne Squire was known as a great singer and an innovator in the music field, from what I understand, she never recorded a commercial album of any kind, not on vinyl, not on compact disc, not on absolutely anything. So she didn't leave a commercially available recorded heritage so that she could live forever through that medium. So what you're about to hear then is an unreleased recording. It's a rare opportunity for you. According to this recording, she's backed by the band The Land of Mordor, and the song you're about to hear is The Ghostly Lover.
My true love's praises I
That was a lovely unreleased recording by Laverne Squires. Now, I mentioned before the song that she hadn't recorded anything at all on vinyl or compact disc or whatever, but there's a move afoot now, I understand, to release a compact disc of some of that unreleased material in the new year. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. Okay, Newfound Records going to take a little break, but do stick around. And on the other side, we'll remember bass player extraordinaire Wally Cobb.
I'm David Suzuki. You're either on the bus or off the bus. If you're on the bus, 40 vehicles are off the road. One busload of commuters keeps 70,000 liters of gasoline from being burned. That keeps 9 tons of pollution out of the air. And it puts $5,000 into the pocket of every person on the bus. Get on the bus and breathe easier. The future is in your hands.
Don't drive the planet to destruction. Get around smarter at davidsuzuki.org.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI on Belle Island, VOBB in Bombay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Welcome back, and if you just tuned in, well, we're glad to have you aboard. Today, Newfound Records is having a look back at last year's musical events, which involved Newfoundland and Labrador's recording artists of yesteryear. And right now, that event is a sad one because one of Newfoundland's premier bass players passed away last year, in September to be precise. That man was Wally Cobb. He was 74 years old at the time of his passing. Cobb had a prominent career as a traditional and jazz bassist decades ago. He played bass for years on the All Around the Circle TV series and also on the Ryan's Fancy TV series. Wally Cobb played bass as backing musician on several vinyl records, and we're going to hear one of those right now. The singer is Terry Kelleher, and this is from his only vinyl LP called Face and Eyes that he released in 1980. The song is The Way I Am, written by Neil Sedaka.
Stormy sky before me, heavy winds blowing. I'm a mean old man, heaven help me for the way I am. Living up the good times, suffering the bad times, trying to make it easy on myself, treading to spin. And father, get your shotgun, mother, tell your children, tell them I'm mean old man, heaven help me for the way I am. Make no appointments for me, make no excuses for me, you might not like me much, but you know I'm a mean old man, heaven help me for the way I am.
There was Terry Kelleher with the late Wally Cobb playing the bass guitar. Now, for the remainder of the program, we're going to have a look at pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador who were honored in some way or another in 2016. And first up will be guitar legend Sandy Morse. Sandy is a 50-year-plus veteran of the Newfoundland music scene, and I regard him as a musical chameleon. The guy fits in anywhere at any time, it seems. No matter what the genre, whether it be rock or country or jazz or folk, you name it, he can play it. Sandy Morris in 2016 was named recipient of Music NL's Lifetime Achievement Award. His previous awards included an honorary doctorate from Memorial University and Stanton Tom's Unsung Hero Award from the East Coast Music Association. Sandy Morris has appeared as backing musician on many LPs and CDs by local artists beginning in 1974. So I decided to look right back to his first recording. Actually, this is an outtake from a CBC LP that was released in 1974, marking Sandy's first appearance on vinyl. The recording featured vocalist Ron Hines, Derek Pelly played bass, Bob Lucier was on steel, and Sandy Morse on the acoustic guitar. The song is the Ron Hines composition for You and Me in the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
Here am I, here are we all together. What's to say for this way? And it's today. Is there something you'd like me to play? There is the sky, there are the stars all beyond us, shining night into dawn, leading us on as if we were taking the longer way home. See through our eyes, see through each other, every day to the end, and we lie.
Ron Hines with For You and Me, and on the acoustic guitar, Sandy Morse, the recipient of Music NL's Lifetime Achievement Award in 2016. Well, today, Newfound Records, and this portion of the program is looking back on Newfoundlanders and Labradorians who were honored in some way in 2016. And our next honoree from Labrador, singer-songwriter Shirley Montague. Shirley was this year's recipient of the Stompin' Tom Unsung Hero Award, given out by the East Coast Music Association. Shirley has released two vinyl LPs, both in the 1980s, and a few CDs in the 90s and on into the 2000s. And one of those CDs includes one of my all-time favorite local CDs, actually. It's entitled Grossmore, an absolutely beautiful compact disc. And Shirley is, in addition to her musical output and recordings, Shirley is known for her work with the annual Trails, Tales, and Tunes Festival, which is held annually in Bombay. Here now is Shirley Montague with a track that I regard as one of her most beautiful and the first that I ever heard her sing, because it got a lot of radio play when it came out in 1983. From her first album, For the Sake of a Song, this is the beautiful Old Mokomee.
Overlooking the waters of Lake Melville so grand, one of the biggest in all this great land. Proudly we watch as it flows to the sea. From high on the mountain of Old Mokomee, the beautiful forest where the wildlife roams, where none but the free can ever call home. From high on the mountain of Old Mokomee, our mighty rivers are some of the best. They flow from the north, the south, and the west. They're great dancing waters, so lovely to see. From high on the mountain of Old Mokomee, the tall silver and gold. All the gold they have couldn't buy what I see. From high on the mountain of Old Mokomee. From
A great number there by Shirley Montague, this year's recipient of the Stompin' Tom Award, given out by the East Coast Music Association. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm Wayne Tucker. Now, our next recording artist that was recognized in 2016 is Jim Payne. Jim was inducted into the Arts NL Hall of Honor. He collected and has written and sung Newfoundland music for decades now, and he's still going strong. Jim often performs nowadays with Fergus O'Byrne, and they often do school tours. Actually, I'm going to mention something about that a little bit later on. Previous inductees into the Arts NL Hall of Honor include people like Al Pittman and Emile Benoit. Jim may be best known, actually, as the writer of the well-known folk ballad Wave Over Wave. And now here is Jim Payne, and this is a song he wrote about the loss of the vessel the Cape Royal and her crew in 1977. It's from the album simply entitled Jim Payne and Kelly Russell. Kelly plays the fiddle in the number you're about to hear. That album was released by Pigeon Inlet Productions in 1983. Here's Jim Payne.
"'Twas on the morning of August 9, 1977, the Cape Royal and her eight-man crew sailed out the harbor of Burgio. Up the coast for repairs she'd go. For years the Royal had been at sea. She'd served her owners well in preparation for another year. Marystown shipyards were her destiny, but the lights of Marystown she'd never see. 'Cause missing she was after 5 days gone. The Cape Royal mystery had only begun. Called in rescue teams till 2 days after the fact. Fog and rough seas didn't help. All their modern ships and planes, the search for the Royal was all done in vain. And 9 days after the Royal left, lifeboat then was found, drifting in Placentia Bay, but the brave crew never was found. They've been long given up or drowned. And Captain Vardy and his brave crew now among those who've been lost in the briny blue. Husbands and children, dads. Now life's empty and lonely's the way. A desperate hope drives them through each day. 'Cause missing she was after 5 days gone. The Cape Royal mystery. And Captain Vardy and his brave crew are now among those who've been lost in the briny blue. still praying, praying's about all we can do.
That was Jim Payne, inducted into the Arts and L Hall of Honor in 2016. Okay, time for another break, but do stick around. Figgy Duff and Fergus O'Byrne are coming right up.
Hey, Ricky here, and you can catch me twice every Thursday here on CHMR. That's right, starting off every Thursday with the CHMR Midday Report at noon, followed up by Shed Talk on CHMR from 4 to 6 every Thursday. I got your dose of music, news, and laughs, so don't you dare miss us.
Volunteers are needed to help file simple income tax returns for people in your community on behalf of the Canadian Revenue Agency's Community Volunteer Income Tax Program, or CVITP. If you have a basic understanding of income tax and want to help out in your community, come lend a hand. You can register to become a CVITP volunteer at www.cra.gc.ca/volunteer. That URL again, www.cra.gc.ca/volunteer. You can register from late October to February. The CVITP has been helping individuals with modest incomes and simple tax situations prepare their income tax and benefit returns for free for 45 years. CVITP volunteers help complete more than 500,000 tax returns every year, lending a hand to thousands of people in communities across the country. For more information about the CVITP, to find out how to become a volunteer, or to find a participating community organization in your area, here's that URL again, www.cra.gc.ca/volunteer, or call us at 1-800-959-8281. 1-800-959-8281.
Hello, I'm Ray Walsh. You're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM in St. John's, Newfoundland.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB Bombay, CJBI Belle Island, BOIR Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. Sit back and enjoy the most recent programs there whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to Wayne at newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you, Rosemary, and welcome back again. We'll now continue to look back on Newfoundland recording artists that were honored in 2016, and next up is Figgy Duff. Figgy Duff was named recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award in 2016 by the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Society. The society said that the Duff were honored for their role in the province's cultural renaissance and for changing the face of Newfoundland music. They're credited as Newfoundland's first trad rock group. And now, from their first vinyl LP, simply entitled Figgy Duff, released in 1980, here are Noel Dinn, Pamela Morgan, Dave Panting, and Jeff Butler with The Rosy Banks of Green.
Josephine on the rosy bank.
Josephine, and they both lay down together on the rosy banks of green.
From 1980, that was Figgy Duff, the 2016 recipient of the Newfoundland Labrador Folk Arts Society Lifetime Achievement Award. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and today Newfound Records is looking back on Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists who were honored in 2016. And the next one of those is Fergus O'Byrne. Fergus was named recipient of Memorial University's Arts in Education Award by ArtsNL. Fergus has been teamed up for the last few decades with musical colleague Jim Payne, and a major part of their performance schedule includes touring provinces' schools to stimulate interest in the province's rich musical heritage. Fergus is also the kingpin behind the annual event Young Folk at the Hall. The idea there is to highlight and encourage the tremendous wealth of young talent in our province. Many of the performers you now know as touring and recording artists got their start in this program, and many of them now take the time each year to mentor the young musicians and pass on the traditions and the music. And by the way, the 16th annual Young Folk at the Hall is set for January 22nd of this year, 2017, at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m. And if you're interested in getting tickets, you can call the LSPU Hall for that, January 22nd. And now, here is Fergus O'Byrne with one of his favorite songs from his years with the trio Rhine's Fancy, The Cross of Spancel Hill.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board of a vision and I followed with a will, and at last I came to anchor at the cross of Spancel Hill. To amuse my passing fancy, I lay down on the ground, while all my school companions in crowds they gathered round. Some have grown to manhood, and others the graves did fill. Oh, I thought I was a boy once more, back home in Spancel Hill. It'd been on the Sabbath morning, I thought I heard a bell sound over hills and valleys, each note it seemed to tell that Father Dan was coming, his duty to fulfill. At the parish church of Clooney, 1 mile from Spancel Hill, and as the sermon ended, we all knelt down in prayer, hoping that when ready we'd climb the golden stairs, and when back home returning, sure we danced with right goodwill to Martin Moylan's music at the cross of Spancel Hill. I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's as fair as any swallow, as gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. Oh, she's Mac, the ranger's daughter, and the pride of Spancel Hill. I dreamt I bent and kissed her as oft in days of yore. She said, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the times before. The cock crew on the old hen roost, he crew quite proud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spancel Hill. And when the vision faded, the tears came to my eyes. But I hope to see that spot once more before I die. May the King of Joyous Angels his blessings ever spill on that masterpiece of nature, the cross of Spancel Hill.
That was the 2016 recipient of Memorial University's Arts in Education Award, Fergus O'Byrne. The song was The Cross of Spancel Hill, taken from the Ryan's Fancy album Irish Love Songs, released in 1982. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. My name is Wayne Tucker. Now, our final award recipient for 2016 is none other than Newfoundland's favorite son, Harry Hibbs. Harry was inducted into Casino Nova Scotia's Music Hall of Fame in 2016. That hall recognizes the contributions of East Coast musicians and industry movers and shakers who have had an impact on the development and promotion of Canada's East Coast culture and music. Harry Hibbs is known as the first Newfoundland recording artist to sing and play accordion at the same time. Harry recorded several best-selling LPs in the late 1960s and on through the 70s. Here now is Harry Hibbs with one of his last recordings, taken from a 45 RPM single released around 1981. This is Rare All Times.
Raised on songs and stories, heralds are renowned, of passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare old times. Bring the rain, the rosy, as the light I remember Dublin city in the rare old time. My name it is John Dancy, as Dublin as can be, born hard and laid in Pimlico, in a house that seems to be. By trade I walk birds, lost out to redundancy, like my house that failed to progress, my trade to men be. And I courted Peggy Diamond, been a child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a stewman, with skin as black as coal, when he took her on to Birmingham. She took away my soul. Rain, the wrong. As the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the red clouds time. How the years have made me bitter, the drink has dimmed my brain, for Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the man have gone, royal locks in down, and the grey unyielding concrete makes the city of my town. Dublin in the red cloud time. When the rain the roses, as the lights decline, I remember Dublin City in the red cloud time.
That was Harry Hibbs, inducted into the Casino Nova Scotia's Music Hall of Fame in 2016. This is the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and next, 2016 marked the 50th anniversary of Newfoundland's Come Home Here celebrations, which took place in 1966. And that was an event which at the time stimulated local recording industry. And you'll now hear one of the songs which was recorded to promote that event 50 years ago. The song is sung by St. Francis High School Glee Club of Harbour Grace. It's an all-male choir, and the song is entitled Come Home to Newfoundland. It was composed by Jed Blackmore. He was the kingpin behind setting up that Harbour Grace choir. And I want to thank Jed Blackmore, Francis Littlejohn, and especially Clem Drake for making this exceedingly rare 45 RPM single available to me for this show. And Clem has a solo part in this wonderful number. He's the Englishman, heard towards the end of the song. Other soloists were Kevin Cody and Fred McCarthy, and on piano, Jed Blackmore. Here then, from 1966, the St. Francis High School Glee Club, Come Home to Newfoundland.
Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland. Come home, come home. Come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland. From lands across the ocean, from all around God's earth, come home this year to Newfoundland, the homeland of your birth. From every pole of north to south, from every foreign strand, far and near, come home this year, come home to Newfoundland.
I used to make my money at fishing in Labrador, and then I went across the sea where I could make much more. With plenty of skill, good work and will, and common sense to spare, I showed them how, and just right now I am a millionaire.
Showed them how, and just right now I is a millionaire. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland.
I left the Isle of Newfoundland 40 years ago, and many things have happened since, of which I just don't know. The roads have changed, the buildings too, the people that I see. The only thing I recognize is hospitality.
The only thing we recognize is hospitality. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home.
home this year to Newfoundland, the homeland of your birth. From every pole of north to south, from every forest land, far and near, come home this year, home to Newfoundland.
I learned my speech in London, the town of Oxford too. From what you hear, it must appear I'm English through and through. I do admit from where you sit, my speech it sounds quite grand, but still I always talks me best back home in Newfoundland.
But still he always talks his best back home in Newfoundland. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland.
They're coming home from Boston, from England and the Isles. They're coming home to Newfoundland for many a thousand miles. We'll all be here to welcome them and raise a cup of cheer. Say it is grand to have you home in this our come home year.
Say it is grand to have you home in this our come home year. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland. Lands across the ocean, from all around God's earth. Come home this year to Newfoundland, the homeland of your birth. From every pole of north to south, from every forest land, far and near, come home this year, come home to Newfoundland.
From 1966, the St. Francis High School Glee Club. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Hope you'll come back again next week. Out we go now with Ray Walsh doing Golden Slippers from 1972 or so, and the song features the late Wally Cobb on bass. Cheerio!
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
There it is.